wondering why I am looking like this. I'm looking at, like this at y'all because y'all looking like this at me. What are you worried about? What you tripping about? Our God reigns. I couldn't wait to talk to y'all this morning. Whenever we put too much faith in folks, God is going to show you, show us who we need to trust. Nobody is going to do you and take care of you like our God. No president, no governor, nobody. Absolutely nobody. What are we losing our minds for? We said earlier, it don't matter who's in the White House. As long as God is in the throne and in your house, you're going to be all right. We're going to be all right. That's why my face is fixed like this. Because I'm not going to worry and I'm not going to let you worry. You're going to stop tripping because our God reigns. Let's pray. Wonderful God, you are. You are awesome and mighty. God, and today we pause to thank you, for we will always accept what you allow. We can't pray the Lord's Prayer without confirming such. Thy will be done in the earth. So, Father, I lift you up. Because, God, that means you're up to something and you can do something incredible. Never for a moment do I think anything on earth is higher than you. You are God Almighty, and I bless your name. So our hearts are strong. We know that you can do anything but fail. So, Father, today we accept what you allow. And we will continue to walk in faith with our heads held high because we know that you are the God of the earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Y'all gonna stop tripping. I promise you, everything's gonna be all right. Listen, let me give you my few announcements. No, I'm not changing my voice tone. No, I'm not gonna do it. I'm going to give you some announcements. I'm going to smile for a moment. Come to my birthday party on Sunday at the Center of Hope, 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. It's my birthday. I want you to come. Okay, I'm back. I'm back. Y'all, look at me. Psalms 20, verse 7. I got to give you this. Psalms 20, verse 7. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. But we will trust in the name of the Lord. Family, some trust in military might. Some trust in your family name. Some trust in the money you have in the bank account. But this season of your life, if you don't trust in God, you're going to lose your mind. My trust is in the Lord. This verse here says, some trust in chariots. Military, government, some trust in horses. But our trust has got to be in God. Before the election, after the election, our trust has got to be in God. Family, Psalms 22. Psalms 22 says this. You got to get this. Jesus says this. Jesus quoted this in Psalms 22. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and hearing my words? Oh, my God, I cry in the daytime, thou hearest not, in the night season, and I'm not silent. Verse 3, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in thee, and thou deliverest them. They cried unto thee, and they were delivered. They trusted in thee, and they were not confounded. Family, we're going to trust God, and everything's going to be all right. This thing is bigger than us. It's bigger than an election. It's bigger than who sits in the White House. It's bigger than voting here on earth. It's bigger than that. This, what we're dealing with now, it's got to be a God thing. So lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. The King of glory, that is our God. So, family, I'm excited at what God has in store for you. I'm excited what God has in store for us. Everything's going to be well. Trust in the Lord. Some trust in chariots. Some trust in horses. But our trust is in the name of the Lord. Second verse says, they praise God in the midst of calamity. Let's thank God first and foremost for life. Thank God first and foremost for strength. And we speak power, deliverance, and covering over our lives right now. So be encouraged. I sure am, because God is up to something. Mark my words. God is up to something. Let's pray. Father, you are awesome and mighty. You do all things well. Father, our hearts are being encouraged right now to know that you are the God of heaven and earth, and no ballot decreases your power. No seat on earth changes who you are. From everlasting to everlasting, thou art God, omnipotent, omnipotent, and omniscient. God, you knew yesterday where we would be today. And you never stopped loving us. You never stopped caring for us. And you don't have to develop a plan for us. We've always been in your plan. And for this, we love you. Your word says you would not let one enemy pluck us out of your hand. So God, now we enter into a season where we shall walk by faith and not by sight. We shall commend all of our ways to you and trust you in all things. We believe you, God. So, Father, I pray for those who are connected to this call, whose hearts are heavy. I pray that they connect to this word to know that you are still God and all will be well. We bless you and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Remember, family, as long as God is on the throne, nothing else matters. Doesn't matter who's in the White House, long as God is in your house. I love you. Don't trip. Everything is going to be all right. Repost this video. I look forward to seeing you soon. Make plans to come holler at your boy, your friend, Sunday, birthday celebration. All right? So go in the love of God. Go in the peace of God. Go knowing that you will never walk alone. This is our prayer for Christ's sake. All God's people shout glory. Come on, shout it again like you mean it. Glory and amen. I love you much. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.